Whether life's journey is full of triumphs and victories, riddled with struggles and disappointments, or maybe it's a little bit of both, it's been our experience that God's compassions never fail, and His faithfulness is new every morning.
Welcome to Hole in the Roof Chronicles with Paul and Jamie Hamilton. Join us each week as we transparently share stories of God's faithfulness in our lives to be an encouragement to yours. Welcome to the very first episode of Hole in the Roof Chronicles. My name is Paul.
And my name is Jamie.
Wow, can you believe it? We are part of the podcast scene. Us.
It is surprising.
The most highly technical,
challenged,
savvy people in the entire world.
Very true. Very true.
We are not totally the old couple that has to call our children all the time and ask, how exactly do I do this? But we're borderline.
We are borderline.
So.
Very much so. It was like when I first came up with the idea, I kept wondering, what the heck am I thinking? Because I knew it was going to involve technology, and technology is not my strong point.
Mm-hmm. That's so. Not mine either. So we're doing this. Like I said, we know enough to be dangerous. And so this should be quite an adventure. So to start things off, how about we just answer the question, why are we doing a podcast? What made you think of doing this?
Well, I had listened to a couple podcasts off and on through the last year or two. And I could honestly see us doing it, but didn't really know what to do or how to do any of it. And we were sitting in the living room and we were just talking mm-hmm. in our normal morning routine. We come down early in the morning and have a cup of coffee, and usually we'll read our Bibles or read the devotions we have. And then, you know, one of us will start talking about what we were reading.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we're in this conversation and we're reminiscing back on all kinds of different things that have gone on in our life that really, honestly, you know, might have made other people quit
yeah.
their marriage, maybe quit their life, you know, but we've been so blessed because God's been so faithful to us and has helped us work through it. And I thought, wow, what an avenue to be able to share those stories with people that might need to hear them.
I 100% agree with you. It's a lot like a verse that I was wanting to share in 2 Corinthians. It's chapter 1, verses 3 through 7, and I'm going to read it out of the Phillips version. It says, "Thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that He is our Father and the source of all mercy and comfort. For He gives us comfort in our trials so that we, in turn, may be able to give the same sort of strong sympathy to others in theirs. Indeed, experience shows that the more we share Christ's sufferings, the more we are able to give of His encouragement. This means that if we experience trouble, we can pass on to you comfort and spiritual help. For if we ourselves have been comforted, we know how to encourage you to endure patiently the same sort of troubles that we ourselves have endured." And that's really the purpose of this podcast.
Absolutely.
Is taking those things that we've lived through, and the mercies that we've seen and the comfort that we've received, and sharing them with other people.
Well, I've always said that God has brought us through some very unique experiences, some very unique opportunities. And I call them opportunities because I think even things that are negative, at least negative in our eyes, God uses those as opportunities to teach us and to show us all about His character.
Yes.
And it's easy to get discouraged, but I think when you learn to place your eyes on Christ, He brings you through those situations.
Absolutely. So to give you all a little background about us, we want you to get to know us better. We've been married for 37 and a half years, almost 38. We have 5 adult children, 4 married, 1 is not. And the best part of our lives, we have 6 grandchildren.
Yes. And I've always said this. I loved raising my 5 kids. But I tell you what, I adore my 6 grandchildren. There's nothing better than being a grandparent. That's all I can say.
Well, I mean, you know what they say. Grandchildren are God's blessing and reward for not killing your children when they were teenagers.
There were a few I wanted to kill. Yes. We'll agree with that.
You know who you are. Yes. Jamie and I met in the summer of 1981 when we were 16 years old at a Baptist camp at Lake of the Ozark. It was Windermere Baptist Assembly in the booming metropolis of Roche, Missouri. Yes. Roche, Missouri
is a very, very rural little place that sits on the Lake of the Ozarks. My memory about it, number one, Windermere Baptist Assembly, where we worked, was there, but it also had a post office.
Yes. And a Roche.
And a Roche.
Roche Motel.
Roche Motel. Yes, it is true. A Roche Motel. People would check in but never check out.
Yes.
So, not too long ago, I looked up to find out if the Roche Motel was still there, and I found out that no, they had taken it down. But that was a real highlight for us.
Yes, it was. We ended up working there two summers, 81 and 82. And then kind of, you know, life went on. We, even though Jamie and I both are from St. Louis, we've lived in St. Louis all of our lives, mm-hmm. except your short stint in Chicago.
Chicago, yes.
You know, we both grew up here. But, you know, we didn't run in the same circles. We didn't go to the same church. We didn't go to the same school. So, you know,
I think we became really good friends. And then once the last summer ended at Windermere, we kind of lost contact for a year. You know, I think we felt like we were always available to each other. We just kind of got involved with our own peer group and kind of lost contact for a time.
Until December of 1983, I was attending Southeast Missouri State for college at the time. And honestly, it was a boring midweek day. And I remember just basically being bored and like, I want to call somebody back in St. Louis. Went through my list of people whose phone numbers I could remember. You know, it's not like we had, you know, like your phone today where everybody's numbers in your phone. You actually had to memorize phone numbers, you know. And I called you after a long period of not talking to each other.
You did. And it was a mixed bag. I was very much excited to hear from him. But there were some things that were going on in my life at the time, and it made it kind of uncomfortable at the same time. But, you know, I'm glad that he called. It changed my life. And all I knew is we were engaged, and we were married in July of 86.
As I look back over the many years of marriage, I'm so amazed at all of what God has brought us through, both good and bad. I mean, some of those things would include the death of my mom after a long battle with cancer, the loss of two of our sons prematurely. One of the good things was making the decision to homeschool our children.
Absolutely.
That was something that was a 23-year adventure for us. And then probably one of the biggest thing was the onset of my mental health crisis following the death of my mom. Really just how it affected everything in our lives. Learning to deal with it and learning how to let God use it.
Yeah, so. It was a significant event, and it affected not only our personal life, but our ministry life. And it wasn't easy to hide it in our family. But we worked really hard to hide it in our church. We worked to hide it in our ministry because I think there was shame involved in that.
Very true. And, you know, we have to go back in time a little bit. This was the late 80s, early 90s. Mental health wasn't viewed like it is today.
Correct.
It wasn't as something that was more looked at as something that's understandable. It was looked at as something to be shamed.
It was like a deficiency, yes. I think. And where I don't think it should be viewed that way. I think it should be viewed as any other illness, any other medical situation that we're dealing with. The truth is, you wouldn't be ashamed to go to church and say, you know, hey, I am having stomach problems. Could you pray for me?
Yeah.
But how comfortable would you have been or anyone else have been to go into church and say, hey, listen, I'm having problems with depression. Or I'm having suicidal thoughts. It was, that just was not something that was talked about. and it was really looked down upon.
True. But, you know, we go back to the verse out of 2 Corinthians where taking what comfort was given to us, being able to turn that around and give that to other people. And that's really where Hole in the Roof came from.
It is. And so, you know, when we talk about our ministry life, why don't you explain, Paul, what the name Hole in the Roof Ministries means? What is it exactly?
Well, it's taken out of the Bible. It is Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. I won't read the whole thing, but basically it's the story where some men bring their paralyzed friend to Jesus because they're wanting him to be healed. And when they arrive, there's no way to get into the building mm-hmm. that Jesus is in. So, because there's so many people.
Right.
And so what they do is they take him up to the roof of the building. They tear a hole in the roof, which was a lot easier back then than it is now. didn't need any tools or anything. You just remove the thatching. And they lowered the man down to the feet of Jesus.
Yes.
And Jesus healed him. And the Bible says it was by the friend's faith that the man was healed.
Yes, absolutely.
It wasn't the paralyzed man's faith. I'm not saying he didn't have faith, but the Bible clearly states it was through the friend's faith that he was healed. And that's really where the name came from. To glue a little background on how we got there, had the call in ministry in 1993, where I felt like God said, I want you to minister my word to people. And really didn't know where that was going to lead or what to do. So we began attending Bible college for a while. I distinctly remember being in a church service in 1995. We were in the middle of worship, and the only way I can explain it is I had a vision, and it's one of the only I've ever had in my entire life. And what I saw in my mind was I was standing in a field of what I thought at the time was wheat. And that's all I could see in every direction was wheat just blowing in the wind. I remember asking God, why am I standing in a field of wheat? And he was like, it's not wheat, look again. And when I looked a second time, it wasn't wheat that was stretched out as far as I could see. It was outreached hands. And God spoke at that moment and said, these are the hurting people that I want you to reach my word.
That's good. I think despite all the things we've been through, both good things and bad things, positive things and what seemingly was negative things, is that we've learned in our lives that God's always faithful.
Absolutely.
He's always faithful. Things may not go the way that we think they should go, and discouragement may set in. But when it comes down to it, God's faithful to his word. He's faithful to taking care of us.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, one of my favorite scriptures is Romans 8:28. I like the way that it reads in the Amplified Bible. It says, and we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and his purpose.
That's a great promise.
Yes. Really, it's very clear. God is always faithful to work things out, but he may not work them out the way that you think he should. I mean, the mental health crisis we talked about earlier, that's something I've had to live with now for a number of years. And it's something that I've prayed about. It's something that I've believed God can take care of and God can heal and God can do all of that. I mean, as a spirit-filled believer, I believe in healing. I believe that God can instantaneously heal people. He can raise Yes. people from the dead. He can do all of those things. Everything that's talked about in the Bible, God can do. But there are those times God doesn't answer things the way that we think he should. It's very much like what the Apostle Paul says, I asked God to take this away from me, and three times I prayed, take this away from me, heal me from this. And we never really learn what that is, but God's answer was,
My grace is sufficient, it was his answer.
Yes. So, yes, God always heals. I mean, it's like
talking about my mom. And why was I mad at God? I was mad at God because my mom was a faithful person who served God deeply and lovingly, and she died.
She died what seems very prematurely, yes, for sure.
She was only 54, yeah, when she died.
I mean, I can think of a lot of people and Christians of the past. You know, Keith Green is somebody that comes to mind, somebody who was... He was in love with the Lord. He was a gifted Christian musician, and he was killed in a plane crash. Yes. You know, I think about Rich Mullins. He's another one who was killed in a car crash.
Yes.
He loved the Lord with all his heart, and God took him, you know? And so do I have firm answers for why all those things happen? I don't. I don't understand it, but I know that God has a plan.
Yes, and it's what the scripture says. God causes all things to work together as a plan for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and his purpose. So all things are worked together. Yeah. It's not just the good things.
So Paul, what should the people who are listening expect from our podcast?
I think the big thing that people can expect and what we hope to really share is to learn about God's faithfulness. To learn that no matter what you're going through, no matter how bad things seem, God has a plan.
And I think God's given you and I some very unique experiences that I pray will lend to people a hope that whatever they're going through, that God's walking with them through that valley, and that we can bring them encouragement.
True. And one other thing is I can always promise people that we're going to be transparent.
Yes.
We are not two people who act like we have everything together.
Absolutely not.
That we have the answer to every problem. But I can tell you, you will always be given hope. We will always point you towards God. You know, as we close today, I just wanted to share a scripture with you out of Lamentations 3:22-24. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy begins afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him.
Well, that's all for this week. Jamie and I want to thank you for choosing to listen to our podcast today. To learn more about us and our ministry, please visit www.holeintheroof.co. You also can find us on Facebook and Instagram. Lastly, if you are in need of prayer, we would be more than honored to pray for you. To reach out to us for any reason or to send us your prayer request, email us at holeintheroofministries@gmail.com. See you all next week as we invite you back into our living room as we discuss how awesome God is.